Grab your Bibles and turn to the book of Luke. If you're glad to be in the house of the Lord today, say amen.
Amen.
The book of Luke, chapter number 13. When you found your place, please stand in reverence to God's word. Book of Luke, chapter number 13. Been praying all week long as to what God would want me to preach today. And as I laid in bed early this morning, I was just meditating and praying and trying to find the will of the Lord. And He settled it in my heart what He wanted me to preach this morning. And I want to be sure I mind Him. Luke chapter number 13. I'm going to read one verse. It's a familiar portion of Scripture. Our Lord Jesus Christ says in verse number 3, I tell you nay, but except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. I'll read that one more time. I tell you nay, but except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. For just a few minutes this morning, I want to mind the Lord and preach a message entitled, Have You Ever Repented? Have you ever repented? You may be seated. In the book of Luke, chapter number 13, the words in verse number 3 are in red, which means the Lord Jesus Christ spoke these very words. And He said, I tell you nay, but except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. In the day and hour that we are living in, we're living in a generation where the devil has deceived and made a generation to believe that repentance is some form of turning over a new leaf, or repentance is some form of just being a good person, or repentance is some form of just doing a good deed for your neighbor. But the Bible is very clear about what repentance is. But before I get into the message this morning, I'm not going to tell you the definition of repentance. But what I am going to do is give you some things of what repentance is not. I want to make clear to you this morning what repentance is not. You see, as a 35-year-old man, I grew up in a fundamental preacher's kid's home. You see, my entire life, I grew up around Southern gospel music and fundamental Bible preaching. And I didn't have a daddy that was a drunk or a mama that was a crackhead, or I didn't grow up wondering where my next meal was going to come from or worried about my father coming home and beating me and my sisters. I grew up in a Christian home. But regardless of that, even though I grew up around the things of God, I still had to come to the place in my life where I repented of my sin. You see, my dad's relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ was not enough for me to get into heaven. You see, my mother's prayer life was not enough for me to get into heaven. You see, just because I knew every word to Amazing Grace or Victory in Jesus, that was not enough for me to get into heaven. Just because I knew John 3:16 and John 1:1 and Genesis 1:1 was not enough for me to get into heaven. You see, just because I could get up and raise a hand whenever the preacher preached or raise a hand when the singer sang, that was not enough for me to get into heaven. I had to have that experience where I turned my heart to Christ, I repented of my sins, and He changed me by the power of God. You say, preacher, what are you trying to say? Have you ever repented of your sin? Do you remember that time when the Holy Spirit came by your way and He showed you you are a sinner, where He convicted you of your sin, where He pointed out in your life that if you did not repent of your sin, you would die and go to hell? I'm not asking
asking you if you turned over a new leaf. I'm not asking you if you helped build this building. I'm not asking you if you put money in the offering plate for the preacher. I'm not asking you if you helped your neighbor. I'm not asking you if you sing in the choir. I'm asking you, do you remember that time where you could say, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. I'm thankful I remember the day where Jesus changed my life, where he took all the sin out of my heart. I remember, hey, I feel like preaching now. I remember the day where Jesus changed my life. I remember that afternoon. I was on my way to hell. I was on a broad road to destruction. I was on my way to an eternal hell. But then the Holy Ghost of God came by my way. He showed me I was lost, and I changed by the power of God. Hallelujah. Have you ever repented? Do you remember where you repented of your sin? I want to show you just a few things, and I will be done. One thing that repentance is not remorse. Now listen, when I was lost, I would go out on a Friday night, I would party with the boys and get drunk. I'd come staggering home. I'd physically abuse my wife. I would verbally speak down to my wife. I was awful to my wife. But the next morning when I sobered up, I would run to her and say, "Baby, I'm sorry. I should have never done that. I'm a pathetic excuse of a husband." But the next weekend, guess what I would be doing? I'd go right back out to the bar. I'd go right back out to drinking. I'd go right back out to partying and do it over and over and over again. You see, the next day I was remorseful. You see, the next day I was sorry for what I had done, but I had never repented. I had never turned from my wicked ways and turned my heart to Jesus. Repentance is not being sorry for what you've done. In Hebrews chapter 12, the Bible talks of a man by the name of Esau. Esau sold his birthright for a bowl of pottage. Esau gave up his inheritance for a bowl of pottage. And Hebrews chapter 12 says that when he came to the place where he wanted to repent, when he came to the place of where he realized that he had made an awful mistake, the Bible says he sought repentance with tears, but he could not find none. I'm here to tell you today that being sorry for your sin, or being sorry for your actions, or being sorry for the things you've done is not repentance. Repentance is turning your heart to the Lord Jesus Christ and walking a different path. If I'm walking down the broad road this way, and I'm serving the devil this way, and I'm living for the world this way, whenever I repent and turn from my sins, I do a total 180, and I go the opposite way, and I serve the Lord. What are you saying? Repentance is not remorse this morning. I know a lot of people that have been sorry for what they've done, but they keep going back to the same thing over and over and over again. Repentance, Eric, is not remorse. You say, "Preacher, why don't you preach this on an opening day of Jubilee?" Because the Holy Spirit said to you. Somebody here needs to hear it. You see, for 33 years, I've made a whole lot of professions. Better listen. I said a whole lot of prayers. Saying a prayer does not get you into heaven. You can say all the prayers you want. What's the one sin that will send you to hell? Unbelief. You can pray everything you want to pray, but being sorry is not repentance. Number two, I'm moving on quickly. Repentance is not remorse. But number two, repentance is not regret. There was a man by the name of Judas. In Matthew chapter 27, Judas was one of the 12 disciples handpicked by Jesus himself. Judas looked like everybody else. Judas walked with Jesus. Judas blended in with the crowd. Judas was so trusted by the disciples that he handled all the money between the disciples. Judas ate with Jesus. Judas talked with Jesus. Judas saw the same miracles as all the other disciples saw. He saw the blind made to see. He saw the deaf be able to hear. He saw the lame be able to walk. And he saw the same thing. He saw Jesus perform the same miracles and do the same thing. And he had the opportunity, just like the other disciples, to follow the Lord and live for the Lord and believe in the Lord. But Judas was a devil. And whenever Judas sold Jesus for 30 pieces of silver, he betrayed the Son of God for 30 pieces of silver. Whenever all of this transaction took place, the Bible says that he realized what he had done. He went out and hanged himself because he couldn't find no repentance. You see, he was sorry. He was regretting what he had done. But regretting what you do does not constitute repentance. Being regretful for what you've done does not equal repentance. Judas regretted what he had done to the Lord Jesus Christ. He had regretted turning on the Lord Jesus Christ. But Judas never repented, and I'm here to tell you, you can regret what you've done, you can regret where you've been, you can regret what you've said, but being regretful is not being repentful. Being regretful does not constitute repentance. You've got to repent and turn from your wicked ways if you're ever going to see the kingdom of heaven today. Judas regretted what he had done, but he did not repent. Have you ever repented? Have you truly ever repented? You see, as I travel, I go into church after church after church. And as I go into churches, the Holy Spirit, week after week, night after night, I lay in my bed and the Holy Spirit drives deeper in my heart the fact that we have raised up an entire generation inside the four walls of the church that have said prayers, but they've never been converted. They've never been converted. And the reason being is because the devil has so devalued the word repentance. The devil has painted a beautiful picture that it's okay to do whatever you want to do as long as you said a prayer. That it's okay to do whatever you want to do because God is love and God understands and God will forgive you and you just do and live your life the way you want to live because God is love. And my God is love. Thank God for his love. But the Bible is clear. When a man, woman, boy, or girl repents of their sin, there is a change. There's a change from the inside out. Here's what we've done as independent Baptists. We've tried to make the outside look right. Listen to me. We've tried to make sure the outward appearance fit the standards of what men think it should be. Now listen, but having the outside right without ever addressing the inside issue will result in the outside never lasting. Did you get that? You can go out all day long and you can look the part, but if your inside isn't right, the outside will not last long. You say, I believe that. Matthew chapter 25. There were 10 virgins. 5 were wise, 5 were foolish. All 10 of these virgins looked the same, dressed the same, had the same lamps. Everything was between the five wise and the five foolish was the five foolish did not have any oil on the inside of their lamps. What's the type of the oil? It's the Holy Spirit. When the bridegroom came, which is the type of the rapture, the five that were wise went in with the bridegroom. But the five foolish did not make it in because they did not have the Holy Spirit living on the inside of their heart. You can say all the prayers you want to say. You can sing all the songs you want to sing. You can preach all the sermons you want to preach. You can do all the good deeds that you want to do. You can pass out all the gospel tracts you want to pass out. But if the Holy Spirit is not living on the inside of your heart, then you'll never see the kingdom of heaven. You must know that you know that you know that you're born again by the power of God. Being a good person is not going to get you into heaven. Being religious is not going to get you into heaven. Being a good neighbor is not going to get you into heaven. The only thing that will get you into heaven is knowing without a doubt that you've repented of your sins and you're changed by the power of God. Amen. Have you ever repented? You say, I'm a good boy. I'm a good country boy. There ain't nothing I wouldn't do for my neighbor that's commendable. I'm happy for you. But that's not a whole count with God at the day of judgment. You say, well, my grandpa was a preacher. Good for you. But have you ever repented? Well, my mom was a prayer warrior. Good for you. But have you ever repented? The Bible says, except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. You say, I don't believe it. Doesn't matter whether you believe it or not. I can go outside today and I can stand there with everybody and I can say, look at the sky. Isn't that sky a beautiful shade of purple? And you can stand there and look at me and say, boy, you're crazy. It's not purple. The sky's blue. And I can stand there until I'm blue in the face, until I convince myself the sky's purple. But the reality is, it doesn't matter what I think or how much I believe it's purple, it does not change the fact the sky is terrible blue. And it's the same thing with heaven and hell. It's the same thing with repenting of your sins or not repenting of your sins. Whether you believe the Bible or you don't believe the Bible doesn't change the fact that Jesus said, in order to get to heaven, you must repent of your sins or you'll never see the kingdom of heaven. I'm here to tell you today, you must repent. You must repent. Hallelujah to God. You must repent if you ever see the kingdom of heaven today. Have you ever repented? Have you ever turned from your wicked ways and said, God, I want to serve you. Forgive me of my sins. You say, D.R., I've never drank a drop of alcohol. Boy, I wish I could say that. I hear people testify all the time and they start out by saying, well, I don't have that good of a testimony. I never drank. That's the best testimony of all. I wish I could say I never drunk a drop of liquor. I wish I could say I never did certain things, but I can't. But I'm here to tell you, just because you never drank doesn't mean that you have a place in heaven. There's people in hell this morning that never drank a drop of alcohol. There's people in hell this morning that never smoked a joint. There's people in hell this morning that never said a cuss word. I'm here to tell you, good people don't go to heaven and bad people don't go to hell. Saved people go to heaven and lost people go to hell. And the only difference is, have you ever repented of your sins? Repentance is not remorse. Repentance is not regret. Repentance is not reform. You hear people say all the time, turned over a new leaf. You know what I found out as I was growing up? Every time, Brother Thacker, I tried to turn over a new leaf, when I turned it over, the side that was flipping up then was just as rotten as the other side. And I would do okay for a little bit. I could put down the liquor for just a little bit.
repentance. In the book of 1 Kings, there's a man by the name of Adonijah. King David was really, really sick. King David was fixing to die. God had done told King David that Solomon was supposed to take his place. But there was a man by the name of Adonijah that felt differently. You see, Adonijah felt like he should be king. Adonijah felt like he was the one that was supposed to take King David's place. Adonijah rose up against King David in his palace. The story goes on to say that Adonijah, Solomon found out about it, and Adonijah went and grabbed onto the horns of the altar and asked Solomon to forgive him. Asked God to forgive him. Solomon said, go thy way. Don't go back to the ways that you just did. Don't go back to your wicked ways, and there won't be a hair on your head touched. Solomon gave Adonijah a second chance. And just for a few verses, Adonijah reformed. Just for a few verses, Adonijah cleaned up his act. Just for a few verses, Adonijah turned over a new leaf. Everything seemingly was okay with Adonijah. He had been forgiven. Seemingly he had turned over a new leaf, and now he was walking the straight and narrow. But just a few verses into chapter number 2, Adonijah went to Jezebel. And Adonijah's pride rose up inside of him again. And Adonijah said to Jezebel, don't you know I should have taken King David's place? Don't you know that all of Israel should be looking at me? I should be the one. I should be the one that everybody looks at. I should be the one that everybody should praise. I should be the one that should take over this king's place. But he's going to give it to Solomon. I don't agree with that. And Solomon found out about it. And by the end of chapter 2, Adonijah was killed, and God killed him for his sin because all he did was just reform. He never repented. And I'm here to tell you, you can turn over all the leaves you want to turn over. You can be as good as you think you want to be, but at the end of the day, until you repent, change will never arise and take place in your heart. There'll never be an eternal change with a temporary fix. You must repent of your sin. You must turn from your wicked ways. You must know that you know that you know that you're saved by the power of God this morning. Do you understand? Every individual in here is one breath away from eternity. Think about that for just a second. One breath away from eternity. I can tell you story after story since I've been saved of men, women, boys, and girls that sat in services just like this and told God no for the last time. And by the end of the week, I was either preaching their funeral or getting a call that they had died. You see, we don't know what the rest of the day holds. We don't know what the next 20 minutes holds. None of us are guaranteed the next 5 minutes. The Bible says life is but a vapor. It appears for a little time and then vanisheth away. This morning at sunrise, 2,600 people in America got out of bed, put on their shoes, tied their shoes, but by the time the sun goes down this evening, they'll not live to take their shoes off. They got out of bed this morning thinking they had the rest of their lives. They got out of bed this morning thinking they had a work week in front of them. They got out of bed this morning thinking that vacation coming up on spring break was going to happen. They got out of bed this morning planning the trip with the boys and the girls, planning a softball league and a baseball league. They got out of bed this morning making plans for next week, next month, and next year. But they have no idea that just in a few short hours, they'll never live to take their shoes off. We are not guaranteed to live out the rest of this day. So I'll ask you again, have you ever repented? All the money in the world is not enough to have. All of the wealth, all of the fame, and all the fortune is not enough to get you into heaven. You say, you are? I've got the rest of my life. I be okay. Unfortunately, that's the lie of the devil. He'll convince you you've got plenty of time. He'll convince you you've got all the time in the world to do business with God. He'll convince you that your prayer was just enough. He'll convince you that your mom and dad being a Christian is just enough. He'll convince you that just being a good person and doing good for your neighbor is just enough. But the reality is he'll deceive you just enough that you can die and go to hell from a church pew. Week after week, people die and go to hell sitting on a church pew because they've never repented of their sin. I beg you with every fiber in my being, don't go to hell from a church pew. If I didn't know for sure that I was saved by the power of God, I'd run to this altar and before it was too late. If I didn't know without a shadow of a doubt that I was saved and on my way to heaven, I'd run to this altar. I'd do business with God because we're not guaranteed another 5 minutes of our life.
Amen.
Have you ever repented? Repentance is not remorse. It's not regret. It's not reform. But repentance is not religion.
You say, "Preacher, I'm in church on a Sunday morning. Good for you. That doesn't make you sad." You say, "Preacher, I'll be back tonight. Praise God." Filling a church to you doesn't make you sad. Matthew 7:21-23 says, verse 22 says, "Many in that day will say, 'Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied?'" You say, "Preacher, what's that mean?" That means there's going to be preachers that go to hell. Imagine on that day. The Bible says that many will say, "Have we not done wonderful works in your name?" But God, I was at Jubilee. But God, I sang in the choir. But God, I supported Brother Thacker. But God, I cooked the barbecue for Jubilee. But God, I passed out tracts. But God, I sang in a gospel group. God, I preached their word. God, I lived good. God, I gave my tithes to the church. The Bible says that he will say to you, "Depart from me. I never knew you." It's awfully sad to think, brother, that somebody will go to hell from a bar store. It's sad to think that the heroin addict on the streets of Ramsar will die and go to hell if somebody will reach him. Sad. It's sad to think of those 17 teenagers that got killed a couple weeks ago. They wasn't saved. It's hard to imagine and fathom that they're in hell. They wasn't saved. It's sad to think of all that. But you know what's even more sad? It's for somebody that week after week heard the gospel. Somebody week after week heard the man of God preach the word of God with the power of God. And week after week after week, you told God no. Week after week, you said, "You know what? I'll take my chances." Danny, what would have happened on September 13th if you'd have said, "God, what's everybody going to think? God, what's the preacher going to think? God, what's my wife going to think? God, what's the evangelist going to think? What's the deacon going to think if I go down and admit that I've never been saved? I've just been good and religious. I've had a form of godliness, but I've denied the power thereof. I've never..." never had a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm here to tell you there's people in hell this morning that would love an opportunity to be sitting where you're sitting. There's people in hell this morning that would give everything they had to trade places with you and to feel the presence of the Holy Spirit and to hear the singing group sing a song and to hear Brother Thacker sing Victory in Jesus and just to feel just a little bit in their hearts stirring. But I'm here to tell you, God's had mercy on you. He's had grace on you. He's given you another chance to hear the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I'm here to tell you, except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. You better know that you know that you know that you're saved by the power of God. Amen. Repentance is not remorse. It's not regret. It's not reform. And it's definitely not religion. All across America today, people will go to church this morning, they'll get a little fix, they'll get a religious goosebump, and they'll leave, and they'll go on their way and live like they always have lived until the next Sunday. The devil hasn't believed it. Everything is all right. Eric, it would be awfully sad. You travel around everywhere. Wouldn't it be sad to get to the great white throne and see people you sang in front of on the wrong side of the bastion? People you sang to week after week, year after year, and all of a sudden they walk down the aisle, standing before God at the great white throne, and you say, "Oh dear God, look, Lord, we sang to them year after year. Year after year we sang to them. Don't tell me they never repented. Don't tell me this. Oh God, please don't tell me that." Never repented. They had a good form of religion. I ask you this question, and I know this isn't a Jubilee message. I'm just doing what God said to me. Jesus came back right now. The same. It doesn't matter about Jubilee this week if Jesus comes back right now. The only thing that matters is have you ever repented. That's all that matters. We can swing from the chandeliers. We can run down these aisles and do backflips. But if you've never repented, doing all the backflips in the world ain't going to get you into heaven. Swinging from the chandeliers ain't going to get you into heaven. You got to know that you know that you know that you're saved. So my question is this. If Jesus came back right now, would you still be sitting here? If he came back, you're saved. Do you know you're saved? You say, "Preacher, I'm a really, really, really good person. Amen." Have you ever repented? Remember the story of Noah? Noah built an ark. He preached judgment was coming for 120 years. And for 120 years, people made fun of him. For 120 years, people laughed at him. For 120 years, people mocked him and cussed him. Told him he was crazy. Told him he was just a crazy preacher. Then all of a sudden, water started falling out of the sky. All of a sudden, water started coming up out of the ground. All of a sudden, people started saying, "Wait a second. Maybe, just maybe, Noah was right. Maybe, just maybe, what he was saying was true." I can imagine when the water really started falling and it caught up to their ankles and it caught up to their knees and it caught up to their waist and it caught up to their chest and it caught up to their neck and they started swimming trying to keep their nose above the water and the kids started
they had made. I imagine then they had regretted that they had made the decision to make fun of Noah and to choose to reject Noah's message. But I'm here to tell you right now that being sorry and regretful and turning over a new leaf is not repentance. You must know that you're saved, and by doing that you must turn from your wicked ways and your sin and turn your heart to Jesus. Have you ever, ever, ever repented in your life? Life's too short to gamble. Life's too short to gamble with your soul. Do you remember the time when Jesus changed your life? Repentance is the message needed for this day, this hour, and for this generation. Men who live in constant rebellion will experience remorse, maybe regret, maybe reform, maybe sometimes religion. But men who live in constant rebellion have never repented. For 2 Corinthians 7:10 says, "For godly sorrow worketh repentance to salvation, not to be repented of. But the sorrow of the world worketh death." Paul's entire ministry was a message of repentance. When God saved me almost 23 months ago and called me to preach, He put one thing in my heart, and that's reaching people with the gospel. And to the glory of God, He's let us see nearly 3,000 people saved in the past 22 and a half months. I say that to say this. Somebody here, the Holy Spirit sent me after today. I don't know who you are, but I know one thing. I know when the Holy Spirit's moving, and I know when we speak. And today, what better day to do business with God than the start of June? Then Cody's arm can come in tomorrow and you can swing him from the chandeliers knowing that you've repented. And it doesn't matter what anybody here thinks. Doesn't matter what anybody says. All that matters is what you've done with Jesus. That's all.